Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it was all that I could do to keep from crying. Sometimes it seems so useless to remain, but you don't have to call me darling, darling. You never have to call me Waylon Jennings, and you don't have to call me Charlie Price, and you don't have to call me Merle Haggard anymore. Even though you're on my time in your phone book, and I've seen it on signs where I play, but the only time I know I'll hear David Allen call is when Jesus has his final judgment day. A friend of mine named Steve Goodman wrote that song, and he told me it was the perfect country and western song. I wrote him back a letter, and I told him it was not the perfect country and western song because he hadn't said anything at all about mama, or trains, or trucks, or prisons, or getting drunk. Well, he sat down and wrote another verse to the song, and he sent it to me, and after reading it, I realized that my friend had written the perfect country and western song, and I felt obliged to include it on this album. The last verse goes like this here. Well, I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison, and I went to pick her up in the rain. But before I could get to the station in the pickup truck, she got run over by a damned old train. Call me darling,
Welcome to the West Texas Pitmaster's Barbecue Show. It's tonight again. We're having some computer problems tonight. We're going to see if we can get everything going. We're still driving down the road coming home from a family reunion this weekend, so I am working on getting the board up right now, and so everybody just bear with me. And hope we can get it going here a little bit. Supposed to have the guys from Pitmaster Depot in tonight. Talk about their store and what they've got going on. And so give me just a few minutes here, and see if we can get the board to get work for us, and we'll get the show started. So, well, it's gonna be one of them nuts. It looks like I have a hard time with it. So, bear with me, and we'll get it going here in just a minute. Okay, maybe we're getting close now. Give me a hard time all night. Well, we'll see what's been going on. We've been over to New Mexico this weekend, and family reunion, did a little cooking over there, did a little barbecuing. Stuff like that. Had a good time. We're a little bit late coming back, so we're about 50 or so miles from the house. But, technology don't seem to be agreeing with us right now, is it? So, maybe we can get this to work here in just a minute. So, we'll go from there. Well, like I said, we're supposed to have Pitmaster Depot in tonight, and then possibly Brad Bear with the grill grates. He's going to try to join in tonight later on, around 8 o'clock or so. And, have a good night. Talk a little barbecue. Go from there. I guess how we're at it, I'd like to thank our sponsors, Barrel Mass, Barbecue Supercharged. Number one, for allowing us to have the show. And another one, Oak Ridge Barbecue, one of my rub sponsors. And, great bunch of guys. And been very successful with them this year. And if you'd like to try their stuff, get a hold of them at Oak Ridge Barbecue on the internet. You can also find them on Facebook, too. Another one's GOT Energy Services at Midland, Texas. They're a big sponsor of ours. Give a shout out there to them tonight. And Big Ron Grubbs, got a killer beef injection. So give him a shout. You can find him on Facebook. You can find him on his website, too. Meat Rakes, and great product for pulling pork, stuff like that. Grill Grates. You're going to grill steaks or, just about anything you're going to grill and stuff like that. Great tool to have, accessory to have on your grills. Does an excellent job. So 82's Barbecue, got some killer sauces out there. I'll give him a shout out. You can find him on Facebook. You can find him on Arnetta. So I think maybe we've got this going. Looks like maybe we've got one caller in queue. So I'm going to see if we can bring him in. Maybe we can get the show started. Hold on just a second. 813-210-3556. You're live. Can you hear us?
I can hear you. How you doing, Lance?
I'm good.
Can you hear me?
Out here.
There you go. Hey, this is Jay Bickle with Pitmasters Depot out of Tampa, Florida. And I got Zach on here, too. He's out of Lakeland, Florida.
What's going on, Lance?
Oh, not much. Driving down the road, we're running a little bit behind tonight. And so, you know how it is, trying to get a technology to work going down the road sometimes. So, I was starting to get a little worried that I wasn't going to get everything to work. But I guess you guys did now, so we're a lot better shape. So, how's it down your part of the country?
Hot down here.
Yeah, so about 103 here, dry.
Ooh. Yes, yeah, it's about 90 here and humid, about 90% humidity. Sticky.
Yes. So, well, let's talk a little bit about your store and stuff and kind of how you got started and guess we can go from there. Let's start how you guys got started, what brought you into this, and we'll go from there.
Well, about 2 years ago, Zach and I were on different teams, barbecue teams. We're competing against each other, and he's with Big Timers Barbecue, and I'm with Chill Good Barbecue. And we went pro about 2 years ago, I believe. And we started, you know, keep up with the pros. You got to try all the different sauces and rubs and marinades out there. And we started spending a lot of money on ordering all that stuff and paying the shipping. Shipping to get it here down in Florida is pretty expensive. I don't know what it's like out there, but y'all have a little more access to the stuff out there in Texas, I think, because we order stuff from Texas and Kansas. But down here in Florida, we will spend, you know, $20, $30, up to $50 to have stuff shipped here. So
yeah, at least $500 a year.
Yeah, it's crazy. So what Zach and I did in January is we decided to start bringing all that product here to, you know, South Florida and have it available for all the barbecue teams and the general public. So we'll take the hit on the shipping. That way, you know, they won't have to pay as much. They can get the product from us. It'll be fresh. And they'll get it in 1 or 2 days instead of waiting, you know, 5 days, 6 days, and, you know, pay a lot in shipping. So we're not making that much money on the sauces and the rubs, but we're hopefully, you know, the more we grow, we'll start making a little more money. But we're getting by right now. It's good. We're getting our name out there. So we're kind of excited about it. I think we're on 6 months now, and we got our website up and running. It seems to be taking off really good now. So we're happy.
Well, that's good. So, you know, and you're exactly right. I mean, even for their tech, you know, there's some stuff that I get out of Louisiana. And, you know, Missouri and their places, too. That's exactly right. I mean, sometimes the shipping will kill you on some of this stuff. And, every little bit that, you know, you can do helps. And, you know, a lot of these guys, too, you know, that are building, you know, making their own sauces or co-packing stuff, you know, even that process there, you know, just to get started in something like that is very expensive. And then, you know, we've got, you know, a lot more tied up into it. You know, I have a rub out there on the market also. And, you know, by the time I get it co-packed and get it shipped in and then start shipping it out, you know, yeah, just what you say, there's not much money there to be made right now. And,
right,
you know, the more you do, the better it gets. But, you know, it is. It's a tough thing. And I don't understand exactly why it is so much like that. But, you know, I guess it's because we're, you know, using smaller companies and stuff like that to have our stuff made. And, you know, so I guess it costs, you know, maybe more of a premium or something like that to do it. And, it's like one of the packers that I have right now. I mean, you know, you have to order 100 pound minimum of your product. And, I mean, you know, that gets expensive.
Yep. It does.
Well, Lance, you know, we had a customer the other day, or from Texas, out there in your area, and he told me that he tried to order a small bottle of Cimarron Docks, and the bottle itself cost $7.99, and the shipping on it was $13.99.
Yep.
Just to order one small bottle. And what we want to do is, I've been preach customer service my whole life. Jay's been the same way. We're both in like that kind of same field or our day jobs, and that's what we want to do to our business. We want to preach the customer service. We want to make sure that, you know, that we have the best customer service, the best service out there. So we actually knocked our shipping down to a minimum like $8. So that helps out a lot of people. We had orders from Texas, Louisiana, Alabama already.
Wow.
Yeah, we use we've been using that priority mail is really nice.
And that is the funny thing about it, you know, is that just what you said, because I use the priority mail a lot too. And you can. I mean,
right.
You get more bang for your buck in a lot of ways on that end. Of course, you know, there's the other side of this, and, you know, it makes me wonder how much longer they're going to hang on, you know, because, you know, they're not, you know, probably turning a profit. But, you know, they are so much cheaper on that as far as our industry seems to be than, you know, FedEx or UPS
right.
or anything like that. And,
yep.
you know, that is a great tool. And,
yep. Yeah, I work for UPS during the day. I'm a driver here in Tampa, and I told my boss about it last week. It's like, we can't afford to use my own company because it's three times more. I mean, if something's going to cost $20 a ship, I can go to Priority Mail and send it for $8. He said he's going to look into it, but I'm not going to get that big of a break from him, but it's just, you know.
Trying to get an internet connection going on there.
You know, you know, the thing about Priority Mail, too, is for the most part, in 3 days, your customer's going to have their product.
Right.
You know, I'm assuming, you know, I don't know, you guys shipping all the way from the East Coast to the West Coast. Have you had any feedback on that as far as how long it takes to get your product out that far?
Actually, the guy from Texas called us. Actually, the same guy called us from Texas, and he said, hey, man, this is great. I got my shipment within like 2 days.
Yeah.
So as long as we keep like a 2 day shipping, we'll be good to go.
And yeah, I mean, so you know, you think about it that way, and I mean, if you were to do second day with one of these other places, I mean, $60.
Yep.
Oh, next day airs, then that's insane for shipping costs.
Right. If you got a competition coming up and you need that injection or something really bad, and you got to send it next day air. I mean, you're looking $100 the next day air.
Well, all I got to say on that is it's going to be a really good team. Really hoping for a good payout that week, you know, because you do. I mean, you get a lot of money wrapped up in a competition, and I mean, and I've been there. I mean, I've been there just, you know, let that happen. I mean, you know, you start going through your stuff on Wednesday, and you thought you had it. You look down, it's like, oh, man. I ain't got hardly anything. I'm like, oh, you know, you make that phone call, that dreaded phone call, like, oh, how much is it going to cost? And I bet, you know, yeah, things like that works out really well. I had a situation last year that, and it was out of Louisiana. I think it came actually UPS. And it went, ordered it like 5 days in advance. We left, it wasn't there, and the only thing to save my rear end was we were 400 miles away, and some of our friends were coming down, and they just, when they drove by, the box happened to be sitting on the porch, and they were down there the next morning, and so I got lucky on it, and because I was sweating bullets, but man, I don't have that, I'm in trouble, you know, and, you know, it might cost you content, you know. So
yep.
I think that's a great deal. I mean, you know, so y'all were both competition teams, I guess, mostly FBA. Is that correct?
Mostly FBA. We do two or three KCBS down here in Florida.
Pig Fest. Gotta do Pig Fest.
And Pig Jam and the Sam's Club. When the Sam's Club's here, we do that one too. And that's about all we get for KCBS in this area. The rest of it's FBA.
Well, we do the Sam's Club deal, too, and that's a pretty neat contest, but it sure is getting, you know, more and more competitive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What did you take last year in Lakeland Pig Fest?
January we did good. We got third in ribs, third in brisket, seventh in pork, but 58th in chicken. That knocked us down to fourth overall. That chicken every time.
Yeah, chicken's a terrible play. I mean, that
kills
me. I've been there, man. Chicken will kill you. The guys that do well in that, I'd love to know. And, you know, when you talk to some of them guys, they're like, it's like no big deal. And, we don't scrape the skin. We trim them minimally, blah, blah, blah. And, boom,
yeah.
Blah, blah. And it's like, okay. And, some even the guys, I'm sponsored by Oak Ridge Barbecue. And, so I compete against, some really good teams that are also, sponsored by, Oak Ridge. And,
have you tried a game changer yet?
Do what now? Yes.
Have you tried the game changer?
I use it on some of the chicken, and then also I use a secret weapon. This
right.
year, probably the three biggest rubs that I've used this year with Oak Ridge is number one, Black Ops on brisket. It
yeah.
is just
that's good stuff,
killer.
Isn't it?
Yeah, and then I use a beef injection from a Big Roms, and between the two of them, I mean, my brisket has just skyrocketed this year. And then in pork, I use their secret weapon and their I use some of the competition beef and pork rub. And I've had four top 10 calls this year in Kansas City cooks using his products on that. That's just phenomenal. I mean, we've gone up against Mo Case and Johnny Trigg, Big Papa Smokers, and we've tied or beat those guys in fourth this year with Oak Ridge. And being Texas,
have you tried juice yet? Have you tried a juice?
No,
sweet smoke.
It's called sweet smoke juice. Guy down here in Florida actually makes it. He's out Winter Haven. He's on Sweet Smoke's team, and he's made an injection called Sweet Smoke Juice. And
yes,
I've gone personally.
That.
Oh, it's great stuff. I've gone personally from the 20s to top 10 using that stuff in pork.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of teams are using it here. We're going to get you, we'll send you out some, let you try it. It's unbelievable. It's like we weren't supposed to talk about that on the radio, though. That's our little secret. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well,
you can order it from our website. We carry it, so.
Okay.
But, that's some good stuff there. Jim's on to something big there. He just got in, I think, 35 cases of that. I'm sure a lot of it's gone already. But, it's really taken off. He's got something to be proud of there. And his sauce is coming out next.
Well, it's just a... an overall sweet profile, or what's the profile like?
It's like a vinegar based. It's got some phosphates in it to break down the meat. If you cook your pork in a pan, that injection in the vinegar base comes out, and you save that au jus, and that's a really good au jus. I've noticed for basting your pork with before you do the turn in, or you can cut it into your sauce and. It just makes the sauce taste that much better. We got that little vinegar base to it, and we've had really good results with that here in Florida. So I'm sure once the rest of the country gets onto that, he's gonna be very happy.
I've seen it out there, and I knew some teams were having some really good luck with it, and I have not tried it. I need to do that. We use a lot of Texas pepper jelly out this way too.
Oh yeah,
yeah, we carry that also.
Yeah, we love that stuff.
Craig,
that's good.
Yep.
Yeah, Craig's got some really cool stuff out there, and even it, because I mix it, within different things that I do, and just layer and layer of or poke balls. I mean, it just makes a huge difference. And, you know, helped us in a lot of scores. You know, for, like I said, you know, we do a lot of IBCA stuff out here. You know, so we're, you know, those half chicken cooks and stuff like that. But, you know, that stuff. And I see some guys at contests. I mean, that's all they do. I mean, on their ribs,
yep,
and on their chicken, when they go to glaze, it's 100%
yep,
pepper jelly. And,
yeah,
you know, it's neat stuff. And, so, but,
yeah, we love that rib candy that, the apple cherry and mango and just the apple. I like the apple the best, the rib candy.
Yes.
That's great.
I like the
yes,
apple cherry habanero. That's got some heat
right
to it.
Yes. I like the apple cherry. And I've been playing around here lately with, he's got some pineapple stuff even. I did some shrimp with it here a while back. And we had a Ducks Unlimited fundraiser, and so for all the workers when we had fajitas that night, so when I was done with all of it, I grilled some shrimp for everybody, and I glazed them with that pepper jelly, and he thought I'd send everybody to heaven, and I think we went through like 60 shrimp, and there was about 10 people there. I mean, they were gone 2 to 3 minutes, 5 minutes. I mean, it was history. It was all over with.
Wow, that sounds good. Yeah, that sounds really good.
Of course, you know, you guys get all that fresh seafood and all that stuff down there. It's a little different, you know. Us boys over here in Texas, you know, things frozen in Walmart what we get.
I still buy mine frozen. I get it cheap enough, I buy it, and it's just as good as the fresh stuff here lately. Unless I got on the Keys. The Keys are really good for fresh seafood down there. But, yeah, the frozen, once you thaw it out, it's pretty good. Even though most of it's from China now, I think. But
yes.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I'll say China. Farm, as they say, farmed raised right downtown Thailand.
Yep. Yep. even the oysters now. Most of the oysters now are farm raised. We can't even get, even from Texas, I don't know how y'all oysters are out there, but we can't even get, like, real fresh oysters anymore unless they're farm raised.
Really?
Yep. It's getting harder to find.
Well, you know, I really don't know. Of course, you know, like I said, I don't buy a lot of that into it. Like I said, just, you know, to me, you know, it's better to have the fresh product in that part of it. I guess it's fresh as you can get it, but, you know, so I don't buy a lot of that in supermarket stuff. Usually breeding that kind of stuff, we'll go out, you know, we'll go somewhere, you know, of course, you know, the extent of seafood in West Texas is Joe's Crab Shack and Red Lobster for the most part, so, you know, welcome to our world, man. So, but, well, now, do y'all have any plans to open up some more stores, or?
We're looking right now. We're checking into opening up at hopefully on the base, MacDill Air Force Base. We're checking at the base exchange right now and see if we can open up down there. And that's about 5 miles from where we're at right now. And hopefully, you know, these two areas take off, and we're hopefully start expanding out to other malls and trying, you know, just take one mall at a time and see if we can hopefully spread it out throughout Florida. But we're just going to try and get this one going right now. And I think we're 4 or 5 weeks into it now, and we're doing pretty good. It's really starting to take off now. The first couple of weeks was a little slow. I was pretty nervous, but it's starting to catch on now. People are starting to come back and, you know, buy grills, and they're starting to really buy a lot more sauces and rubs. So I'm feeling a little better now. I actually took a day off today. I think it's the first day I've had off, and probably a month and a half, 2 months. So I got to sit back and relax. So that was nice. So hopefully we'll find out something this week as far as going up to the base and see if we can get started up down there. And that'll be, I think, really good down there. There's guys, like, they like to barbecue down there. They've already sold a couple down there, so hopefully that's a good sign that we can sell some more down there.
Well,
we'll find out.
Absolutely. good. Now, are you guys still doing some competition stuff, or do you guys kind of quit that?
You got to keep on the competition. You still got to have your A game.
Yes, sir.
That's our addiction. That's why we're doing this, so we can do the competition. I think Zach,
you know,
you're doing one. What's that? I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I think Zach's doing one in Live Oak at the end of July, and then I'm taking off until September. I'll start up again, and I'll start all over again. On September, we'll be doing seems like every other weekend. Like, there's one right after another, but that's all right. I love it. I'm addicted to the competitions. I love doing them. So, I don't know what it is. Something about them. Just, you got a chance to win. You got to try it.
Oh, yeah. Well, my wife and daughter's in the truck with me right now. And, you know, my wife's got, she's driving right now. She's got earphones in her head. She don't want to listen to about barbecue anymore. She's back there in the back with earphones stuck in her head.
Well, at least she's traveling with you. Mine stays at home.
Yeah. Well, her child's family had a family reunion this weekend, and so we drove up into the mountains in New Mexico. Had a big deal up there. Did a lot of cooking and, you know, have a good time. It's great. It's a great deal. And, matter of fact, her family, her little brother and her parents and stuff have been big supporters of us barbecuing and competing and stuff like that. And so, you know, a lot of times they're on the trail with us. And, you know, my wife is pretty tired of barbecue by now, but my daughter likes to do a little bit of eating.
The family says, we got the chef in the house. Bring the chef.
That's it. And so, matter of fact, we either go to Colorado on vacation every year. We fly, like to go up into the mountains to go fly fishing. And Colorado is just burning up right now with fires. And one of the places where her parents have been going for 50 years is on fire. They've got over like 66,000 acres on fire, and so it's literally just burning up there, and we're probably not gonna be able to go up there and go fishing this year. And so I've been kind of waiting for this opportune moment. You know, I've seen a contest that's over that way, but it's still in the mountains, but it's not up there where all the fire was. I've seen this competition end of July, and so I kind of pitched it to everybody today. I said, well, you know, why don't you go over to Red River? And everybody's like, hey, you know, that's not the idea. They even have a cook-off there that weekend. You know, take the trailer, you know, cook, do the cook-off, hang out. You know, and I'll wait to look on everybody's face. They're like, well, that might be fun. So I'm going to have to get to go cook.
Nice.
You know, fishing is my 9 yard.
That's the book
world. I like for any kind of excuse myself to go cook. So I understand the addiction to it. I mean, you know, it's kind of like this radio show and everything else. It was just another way to talk about barbecue and kind of get it out there and you know, bring guys like you guys in and you know, spread the word. I mean, you know, I don't want to say the gospel. I mean, I think that's what needs to be done, and the more, you know, we can help each other get it out there and get things going, and I think the better off we'll be. I mean, I think that this, you know, maybe the next NASCAR, you know, phenomena that's going on
exactly.
Here, you know.
Actually, Lance, the other day, me and Jay were working at the store, and we actually had a guy come up to us. He's like, look, I'm thinking about buying me a pig rig. I'm thinking about buying me a tow-away grill, start barbecue competitions. I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, I've been watching the Pitmaster, the barbecue teams out there. And the guy's like, look, he's like, I'm thinking about doing it. He's like, what should I need? What do I need to get? And me and Jay just talked to him and said, hey, man, just get a couple of GMGs, pellet smokers, get you a nice enclosed trailer, and just order some rugs. He's like, well, I'm thinking about trying to do my own thing. I was like, go right. I mean, do what you want, you know?
Yeah.
So it's all about the flavor. I mean, it was great to see somebody come up to us and say, hey, I want to be a barbecue competition. What do you know that can help me with? And that's the reason why we opened this business, to help other people. That's the reason why we have our shipping costs the way it is, to help other people. So yeah, we want to make sure we have number one customer service and everything.
Well, and I think that's a great thing. I mean, because, you know, it's like, you know, a lot of sports, and I'm sure we're going to go through this even in this sport to a certain degree. It gets very commercialized, and, you know, it gets to where, you know, in some facets that, you know, the fans and, you know, those people.
Man, it's breaking up.
Yeah, I think we lost him.
All right, call me back.
All right, I'll call back. Okay, I think maybe we're back on the air here. Let me see if we can get everybody reconnected here. Give me just a minute and get everybody to hang on here. So I guess we went through a dead spot and lost everything. Board's coming back up. I believe we still got Pitmaster Depot in queue. So give me just a minute. I'll queue them back in and we'll go from there. It's hard to believe, but there's still places in Texas that you lose cell service. So, give us just a minute here. Actually, I can see them in the queue. I don't have the button yet to be able to turn them on. So, I still open up here for just a second. Zach, hold on just a minute. Maybe we'll get you there. Maybe just a couple more minutes. But it's still coming online. It's going to be one of them crazy evenings, it looks like. I can't believe this is happening here. Well, I can see them in there. They're in queue, but I don't have a button yet. Just a minute. I'm going to try to refresh it again, see what happens here, if it'll bring it in.
We're about 10 miles from home, and we lost service. I believe it. We've lost service. So we got back in online, and I thought the airplane refreshed. Everybody, come back in. So everybody just bear with us a few more minutes, and then I think we'll be back up and running. She's going to let us back in here, maybe? Just trying to refresh her up now. Everybody, hang on just a few more minutes, and we'll be back in. We can get back to talking here. Back with Zach's name and see what else they got going on. Get everybody else to call in here in a little bit. If you guys want to ask questions, stuff like that, we can talk to them, ask questions, get some more information about them, how you guys can get in touch with those guys, and how you can order some products, stuff like that. So, we're still working on it here. I think we're getting closer here. I think technology would be a lot better than this nowadays. Still find that there's still, I guess we're still a little bit rural in our part of the world on some of this, and I found that's enough. Found out that you get just a little bit further west where we live, and you don't have any service. So it's kind of a first for me to go through this. I know Chadwick, he has a hard time sometimes with the board getting it to work where they live. You know, for the most part, normally we're in pretty good shape. But tonight it's giving us fits tonight. So stand by just a couple more minutes. We can get it to load up here again. Get a cut off. And trying to get it to refresh. I'm going to refresh everything one more time, see if this will work, and maybe get right back in. Well, here's the board. Okay. Let me try this again. Let's see what's happening here. It's trying to. Maybe that's going to bring it in here in a second. Zach, can you guys hear us? Well, bear with me just a couple more minutes. I think we've we're getting close here. So, just a minute. I'm Okay, give me just a second here, guys. Let me do this. Try this one more time. Okay. Refresh. Almost there. In fact, we're fixing to pull up to the house, so I'll have another internet connection if we have to. Stand by just a couple more minutes. It's kind of crazy. Hold on. Refresh it one more time.
Camera's waiting for you.
Hold on just a minute, guys. So we just pulled up, so maybe we can get this going. Please bear with me for just a minute. One more minute. Everything's loading up now. Wow, I can't believe we're having this kind of mess. Okay, guys, hold on just a minute. Okay, I'm going to sign back in and we'll get it going. So hopefully everybody's still there and I haven't lost anybody. And we'll get the show going again. Get out there and get to talk to everybody and get Zach and them back in here to finish talking to them guys and see what else is going on. All right, we're almost there, guys. I sure apologize that we're having this kind of problem tonight. I didn't think it was going to be that rough of a deal, but I guess that's the way it goes sometimes. So, I guess that's just part of it, and we'll make it through it. And thank y'all for bearing with us. Had a few technical issues here. I guess everybody goes through that at some point. And I didn't really want to go through it tonight, but I guess we're going to. And we'll go through there. So hopefully everything will boot up here in just a second. And I can log into it, right? We'll be okay. Okay, we're almost there. Hopefully about another 60 seconds and we'll be back in. Oh, it kicked me out again. Boy, it's just going to give me a fit all night tonight. Okay, here we go. We're almost there now. So hopefully everybody's still around. Thanks for bearing with us. And studio's coming up now again. Come up here just a second. Yeah, and there's still people. Looks like Zach and them bared with us, so. Give me just a second. I'll get them guys back in here. Just 1 minute. Hey, Zach, can you guys hear us?
Yeah, how you doing, Lance?
Well, how's the show been? I've been off for a few minutes now.
Give us a break.
Oh, man. I can't believe it. We went through one little dip in the road, and I lost phone service, and it just went bleep. And I thought, oh, no. Your worst fear come true. And then I couldn't get a thing reconnected.
Yeah, we got those over here in these back roads.
Yeah.
We got some back roads here in Florida also, so we know how it is.
Well, did I miss much?
Not much.
Well, then y'all, hopefully y'all keep the show going.
I walked out in the other room, yeah, it's like, I saw my wife, it's like, were you listening? It's like, oh, I didn't know you were on. It's like, oh, my goodness. Like, I've been on for 45 minutes, you kidding me?
Well.
She's listening now, I think.
So, Lance, let's talk about a couple of brands we have and where people get our stuff at and everything like that.
Yes, sir. That'd be great.
So a couple of brands we carry that everybody knows, probably majority of brands we carry is Butchers, Cosmo. Not sure you guys know about Meat Mitch over there, but we carry Meat Mitch, Texas, Pepper Jelly, 3i, Barbecue we carry. Also the Slap, we also carry a product for them. Carolina Sunshine, Cimarron Docks, Dangle Family. We carry GMG Grills, Oak Ridge Barbecue. Like you guys said, this is one of your sponsors. We carry their product. We also carry Slap Your Daddy products, Smoke on Wheels, and Sweet Smoke. And also we carry Thermal Pens. And a lot of product we carry are like injections for like Butchers. We carry Butchers injections. Prime Dust, we carry Butchers brisket injection, pork injection, Cosmos pork injection, brisket injection. Also we carry. So we carry a lot of different flavors where everybody can go to our website at Pitmaster Depot at www.pitmasterdepot.com and you can order all our products. And again, our minimum shipping is $8. So we want to really help out everybody out. So just go to our website. Also, I tell you what, and if you order a product from us, there's a note spot. If you put half in notes, this is what we'll do for you today. If you put half in the notes, we can buy one bottle of sauce or buy one bottle of rubs. We will give you the second bottle half off.
Wow.
So buy one,
amazing.
Get the second one half off.
Okay. And just put that in the notes.
Just put that in the notes, half, and we'll help you out.
Good deal. Well, I hope everybody's listening out there. I hope we still got some listeners. And,
I was listening.
I guess we'll find out with how many orders you get. We'll see how bad I messed everything up on that end of it tonight. So,
right.
But, man, that's a great deal there because, you know, like I said, I mean, you know, you start talking injections and stuff like that, and I mean, all of a sudden, I mean, you know, you can tie some serious money in that stuff, and, you know, get half off on something like that is just unbelievable.
Well, that's what we want to do. We want to make sure that our customers are, we want to make sure that we're not just customers, but we want to make, like, family, you know what I mean? We want to make sure,
sure.
You guys are, like, number one.
Well, and that's absolutely, I mean, you know, and like I said, you know, that's a great deal, and I mean, you know, it's a, you know, it's a heck of a way to, you know, start building up a business, and, you know, people are looking for that kind of stuff out there, and I mean, you know, it's still, it's even as much of it as we're doing out there, you know, there's still not that much, you know, available to everybody. I mean, you know, it's still, some of the stuff's still hard to get, and, you know, and then, like I said, then you get into your shipping and everything else. I mean, they do find it, and then all of a sudden, I mean, you know, it costs so much, and, I mean, they'll get into the checkout, and they'll see how much the shipping is, and then they just quit. And,
right.
So, you know,
we've all been down through that before.
Another thing, too, is we get at the store a lot is we show people how to use it, too. They don't know how to use it, like the rib candies and stuff, and we teach them a few tricks, and we teach them, like, when to put the sauce on the meat. You know, they're like, some people like they tell me they're putting the sauce on when they first start cooking the ribs. I'm like, what are you doing that for?
Right.
I mean, they just don't know. And that's, you know, we just like telling, you know, we just like talking barbecue really, but you know, just helping people out and teaching them, you know, how to use some of these sauces and rubs and how to inject the meat and, you know, some of the places even, you know, to stick the injection in, you know, just people a lot of times don't know, especially we found out, you know, at the mall, you know, a lot of people don't know too much about barbecue, so we're having a good opportunity to talk a lot about barbecue with, you know, the, you know, person doesn't know that much, so that's nice.
Well, yes, and I mean, that's it. You know, when I started competing, you know, there was a little information out there. You know, I've been cooking for years and barbecuing for years, you know, with people, but, you know, it was backyard stuff or, you know, for friends and, you know, doing a little catering
right. Here
and there, stuff like that. And you know, I always wanted to kind of get into it. And so I finally built a trailer with a 6-foot offset pit on it. But, you know, heck, let's go out there and give it a try. I'll never forget the first contest I went to. I mean, of course, you know, in IBCA, if you don't place in the top 10 category, you don't know where you're at. And I'll never forget,
yeah.
I mean, we went to the first one, and I mean, nothing. And you walk away from there, and you're like, okay. Well, does my barbecue suck that bad? Or, you know, what is it? You know, no one's saying much, and, I mean, you know, you don't have any feedback, and, you know, so you go away, you're scratching your head, and you're thinking, okay, do I really want to do this? And, you know, we got lucky. We went to another contest, and kind of one of the old guys in Texas barbecue competition around here, you know, come over the next morning, and we talked a little bit, and he tried some of my barbecue. And matter of fact, it was chicken. Of course, like I said, we do have chickens here. And he tried it, and he said, man, he said, that's not bad chicken. I said, really? And we hit that day. And, you know, and then he gave me a few pointers and stuff on some ribs and stuff like that. And it made not no difference. I mean, the next week when we went, we won the rib competition. So, you know.
Nice.
You know, getting a few pointers from people that do it, and, you know, and that's the thing, too. It's that, you know, there's lots of people out there that sell products that
right. Don't
have any actual experience, you know, competing or something like that. You know,
you can do one recipe at one place and win grand champion and then do that recipe at another place and be in the top 40. You know,
yeah.
You're like, what happened? I use the same thing.
And
I know that's happened to me before. I remember when I was in Plant City, I won my first trophy in Plant City, and I did the same recipe the next day, the next time in Haines City, and I'm like, okay, what happened? I did the same recipe, same cook time, same schedule, and it's all about the judging. It's like a crapshoot. You have a good product, you throw it out there, and if your product matches up with everybody else on the table, then that's where it lands.
Well, you know, and that's something else, too. And, I mean, of course, you know, I guess y'all's judges are certified. Is that correct in the FBA stuff?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. You know, to where, you know, we have head judges here, and they're certified, and I mean they know how to run tables, you know, kind of like table captains and that endeavor. But most of our judges in IBCA are actually people off the street, and so you know they may not ever judge a competition before, and you know you go into that, and sometimes you know just like you said, you know sometimes are you just like everybody else, or are you a little different than everybody else, and it's a good product, and they. You know, that's what catches their eyes. It's like, man, that's a little different. They're still good. You know, so it is at it. And, you know, Kansas City, you know, I think you're right. I mean, I think it's more the other way because, you know, they're certified judges. They're used to judging products and stuff like that. So, you know, I think it goes a little bit more the other way. And, you know, and then, you know, there's still a lot of the local profile stuff like that too that help. you know, we advanced to the regional in Las Vegas this year in Sam's Club. And
nice.
I think all the judges come out of the Northwest, which is one of the things. I mean, that was a close place for them to come. And they didn't like Texas cooks. I think there was four teams from Texas, and including Trigg. And I think Trigg was like 16th overall out of the field of 13th. And I'm like, wow. And, you know, they didn't like that flavor profile. I mean, you know, is what I chalked it up to. I mean, you know, we took a fourth place in pork, and, you know, Trigg, and I think Trigg had like a sixth place in chicken, and that was the only walk he got. And it's like, wow, you know, what happened here? You know, so, you know, where the judges come from too, also I think has a, you know, has a reflection of that too. And I mean, of course, you know, in most of these competitions, I would imagine even in Florida, so like that, most of your judges are going to be from those areas. So, you know, you guys all cook kind of, you know, a certain regional flair, I guess, you know. And I don't know, is Florida, you know, from north to south, is there lots of different regional type barbecues? Or are you guys kind of the same throughout the state?
It's probably about the same throughout the state, I believe. We've adopted more than the Kansas City style barbecue. As far as our team, as far as, you know, we like the sweet with a little kick to it on the sauce. I think most people around here, they use the sweet but yet spicy, you know, sauces and stuff. They sauce their meats, and as far as the rubs, they don't want too much kick to it, you know, because we got a lot of retirees that come down here that are Florida FBA judges, and they don't like that any type of habanero or any type of spice to their brisket or anything. They'll let you know on the back of the scorecard when they give you a 7 or lower. I got a comment one time that somebody gave me wrote up a thing on the back of the scorecard that says my ribs are too spicy. There's too much rosemary. I'm like, what? Rosemary isn't spicy, and I don't put rosemary in my ribs. But it's something that I got a long time. We try to stick to like this really good average barbecue, and that's
right.
We learn not to go crazy. When you go crazy and you find something that's really good, a lot of times you'll find out it's not as good as you thought it was, and one judge, that's all it takes is to knock you out of the competition.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That hurts.
I mean, you can get 9.5 and tens. Ours are on a 10-point grade or scale. You get 9.5 and tens all the way across the board, and then that one judge gives you a 7. It's like, and I'm pretty sure, usually I try to make sure every piece is perfect or it doesn't go in the box. It's like, oh, how did I get a 7? It's like, oh my God. But it's, I mean, it happens. You just got to, you know,
sure,
try again next week.
Yeah, I mean, and that's it. I mean, that's exactly it. I mean, you can go through that, and I mean, you know, and we have that. You know, even in IBC, I mean, I've had those days where, you know, you thought you were off your cook a little bit, and, you know, everybody loves it. And then you have the days that,
right,
you know, you think you're spot on. It's like, you know, nothing. It's like,
nothing,
you know,
I know.
Okay, so, and, you know, just what you said about the spice, you know, we're, quote, unquote, with Texas, you know, we don't toss briskets.
Right.
But I see a lot of teams out there doing it.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, but you know, that's the deal. I mean, you ask a lot of the big boys around, like, oh, no, we don't sauce brisket. You know, and then you taste brisket, it's like, yeah, my butt, you don't sauce it. Okay. You know, it's a fine line there, but
right,
it's been done. You know, I've had several people tell me, well, we don't like sweet barbecue. You know, and you'll feed them barbecue, and they'll eat it up, and they love it, and you'll look at them and say, well, I thought you didn't like sweet barbecue. Well, that's not really that sweet. Really? Like, if I was a diabetic, I'd be going into shock right now. It's so sweet to me. You know, so, but we do like, we like the rib candy flair. I mean, you know, it's a very sweet profile. It's got a lot of heat to it, too, if you use a lot of it.
Right.
And, you know, that's kind of how we are. And that's what I think, you know, even like the Sandfoot Challenge, I think that's probably what hurt us up there was that the spiciness. I don't know that for a fact. I didn't get one comment back out of anything out of the whole contest. And had, you know, pretty good scores. You know, they started throwing them seven, and, you know, it kills you. You know, all of a sudden, I mean, you know, it just put the last nail in your coffin, you're done. And, you know, it drives you nuts. But, you know, out of all the Kansas City contests I've been to, I've had one comment card come back, and it was in Austin, Texas last year, and they told me I had too much smoke in my chicken.
Wow.
And I thought, okay. And I cook with oak and applewood, so, you know, it's not that I run mesquite or something like that, you know, it's a real heavy smoke. I really don't. And I thought, man. And, you know, then you talk to other people, it's like, man, you don't even taste the smoke in your stuff. And I was like, well, in Austin, Texas, they taste it, and it's too much. So, you know. But, then, you know, that's kind of the awkward. I mean, you know, like these pellet smokers. I mean, like you're talking about Green Mountain stuff. You know,
yeah.
A lot of people do real well with that stuff now, but they don't put the near the smoke in them that, you know, people like I that they're using offsets and stuff like that, and it's, you know, they're, you know, burning half.
Well, they got a new tool that just came out for that. What's that thing called, Jay? Again,
the Amazing Ring. It's like a tube. You fill it with pellets, and you light each end on fire, and it adds more smoke to your any smoker, whether it's a gas grill or a pellet grill. You can add your offset and get more smoke flavor into your smoker. And we're supposed to be getting it this week. It's becoming pretty popular. But
okay.
I'm gonna check into this.
So, and does it? I mean, do you put it inside the firebox, or I mean, how does it work?
Not inside the firebox. You put it inside the pit itself. Underneath
okay.
the grease pan, and it's basically, it looks like a pipe, and it's filled with, you fill it with pellets, or I guess you put any kind of, anything, maybe wood chips in there too, I believe, but I know you put pellets in there, and you light the pellets on fire, and that just adds more smoke to the, instead of, you know, the regular firebox, adds more to it. I've taken wood chunks before, and I've lined up on the Green Mountain Grill, the firebox on the inside. I've lined that thing up with applewood and stuff before, and that had more smoke to it, too, but I don't know if it made a difference too much. I think the smoke ring will probably work, though. We're going to get that hopefully in this week, and we're going to try that out. I've heard good things about that.
Well, and then, okay, so let me ask you. So do you guys cook on pellet grills, or what's your preferred method of when you're at competition?
Pellet grills.
Yeah, mainly the Green Mountain Grills. We had a
Southern Bread
for a while, and we ended up, we did a small competition here in Tampa, and we got grand champion in that, and ended up we sold that grill that night, so I got to use it one time. I got another Southern Bread coming in this week. It's already done. I just have to pick it up, but some guy out in North Tampa wants to buy it already, so I don't even get to use that. I got to wait 3 more weeks to get another one in, and Zach was talking about some guy over in Lakeland wants to buy that one, so we can't even keep those in stock right now. I'm wanting to cook on it again, and I got to cook on it one time, and some guy bought it for me. So we do like that. That's a charcoal, basically like a charcoal gravity-fed, similar to a stump.
Southern Bread Smoker has been in business for about small manufacturing business for about 30 years, and they just now started making grills. They're with Chad Ward. Chad Ward sells them also from Whiskey Bent. And they're pretty much like a stump gravity smoker.
It has electronics already hooked into it, too. And you have to use the Barbecue Guru, and it stays spot on. You set it for 240, it'll stay at 240. It's really good. And
that
one time we had a good success with it.
I'm a big fan of Barbecue Guru. I run the CyberQ Wi-Fi on mine, and it makes a heck of a difference.
Yep.
Matter of fact, I did a little catering last weekend, and we had a rainstorm come in that night, and I had about 9 briskets on, and, you know, it goes to raining, you know, kind of kills things. And I ended up that morning cranking that thing up to about 320, doing it one of those hot and fast cooks. And,
yeah,
and that thing held it within about, you know, 20 degrees, you know, on either side. I think it's what I got my deviation set at. And, I mean, that bad boy just held it. I mean, I throw a little wood in at it every time, you know, about every hour or so. I mean, matter of fact, when I went in there to get to the brisket's house, they were so bad to get them hot, down, you know, they were going to be able to slice them. I mean, I let them sit out for a bit and thought those are the hottest dead young briskets that I've ever grabbed a hold of in my life. But, you know, it worked out good. I mean, you know, did the catering, got it all done. And, you know, I was a little worried about them. I thought, you know, I don't cook them hot and fast like that normally. And, you know, I said, well, you know, we'd like to book it again for next year. And I was like, oh, great. So if it wouldn't have been for the guru, I'd been in a lot of trouble that day. I probably had some tough brisket for sure. So now those so do y'all sell gurus and stuff like that down there too?
We haven't gotten the gurus in yet. That's probably going to be the next thing on our list. I got to contact them. I just actually sold mine, the one I had for when I had the Weber Smoky Mountain. When I first started out, that's what I used. And once I got into the pellet grills, I haven't switched back yet. But, yeah, I got to contact her, Barbecue Guru, and see what we're going to have to do to get those, start carrying that product. I love them. There's just everyone using them now. I think I think it'll sell pretty good.
Well, yeah, you know, you take it, and then they have that new app out, you know, that PitPal app that
right.
I feel the man that built it. And, you know, I run it. I run it on a tablet, and you've got it set up now to where, you know, run through my hotspot. And, you know, I can kind of, you know, Friday nights, you know, when you kind of want to go out and visit around and talk to everybody and stuff like that, I can get everything started, and then I get a text about every 20, 30 minutes. I get a text, a report on what, you know, my pit's doing. And, you know, I know whether or not I've got to go back or if I can get some more time to hang out. And,
that's nice.
You know, yeah, man, it makes a huge difference.
I could never figure that out when I had it. I knew it was available, but I never could figure out how to do that with my smartphone. So,
well, I mean, you know, the big thing is, and I went through a bunch of different ways of doing it. That you know, a lot of hotspots and stuff won't work. They block the ports on them, and I still don't have mine 100% where I can see it. But I can't just, like, you know, look at it like a website, like you go to a website.
Right.
You should be able to do that with the gurus, and it's not the gurus. It's not the issue with the guru. It's the issue with all of these cellular people now. What they did was, when everybody started going to this 4G networking, they started actually going in, and they used one IP address, and then they kind of subrouted out
okay.
on their side of it. So, you know, you go in there and you ping that IP address on that device, and you get the IP address, and then you got your ports open, and they won't let you go through. And I'm not thinking of the actual, there's a name for this. And I thought, man, what in the world's the deal? Because I do a lot of that kind of end of it. And I thought, all right, this makes no sense. I mean, it should go through. So, you know, I talked to people in Malaysia and, Indonesia with, you know, cellular people. And, you know, they have forwarding available and everything on their devices that's active. And then you get to talking to these people and said, well, no, that you can't do that. We don't allow it. And I said, well, why do you put port forwarding and stuff on there if the technology you don't let, you can't use it? Well, you know, I never could get an answer out of them about it. And I still can't get a straight answer. So I went through Sprint, got one of their MiFis. They told me that it would work. So I got down to it, I went ahead and I ordered one, you know, signed the 2-year contract, blah, 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 blah. and then bam, the thing don't work. And, you know, so I'm mad again. Oh, God, okay, this is ridiculous. And so, you know, I called back up and I said, okay, what's the deal? Well, you got to buy static IP address. Okay. How much more is that? Well, that's $3 a month. And I said, if I buy the static IP address, oh, yes, sir, it will work. We don't block anything else. It's open. Well, voila, I buy the static IP address. It will text me now. But I have still yet to get through the front side of it to get to it. I mean, I can see it. If I get on the network, I can type in that external IP address. If I'm on the network, and it'll go directly into the Wi-Fi, into the guru. But if I just, like, take my phone that's not on that network and I type in that IP number, it will not go to it. But wow. It will text you or email you all day long. So they are allowing the outbound traffic on it. It's not the inbound. And I was going to give it a month or two before I revisited and, you know, talking to technical support till I was blue in the face again about stuff like that. It just, you know, it shouldn't be that difficult. And with us, you know, out of competitions and stuff, you know, it works great at home on my router and stuff like that. I mean, I can use it all day long. But, you know, let's all face it. I mean, how much do we use it at home?
Right.
I mean, I'm sure we do a little bit, but, I mean, where we want to have that ability is it'd be nice to go to the motel room that night and to be able to watch your pit and see what it does. It's like, well, you know, I got to get up, you know, or I don't have to get up, or I don't have to sit in the back of it all night and, you know, feed wood or whatever. I mean, it would be great. And, you know, I said I've got a network set up and I'll sleep in the pickup, and I get a lot more sleep with it. But, you know, there's been lots of nights that I could have spent the night in a motel room and got even better sleep, had a shower, you know, all the other nice things that would come along with that. And so I'm hoping maybe, you know, the more this kind of technology comes out, that the cellular people are going to change their attitude and, you know, let us start doing some more of that because, you know, they kind of antiquated it. I mean, we've gone backwards instead of forwards on that. And, you know, it's stupid. And, you know, like I said, they give you the ability to do it in these MiFis and stuff, but then let the technology go first. So,
it's getting close, though. We're close.
Yes,
almost
like
there.
I said, I mean, getting a text message from the thing every 20, 30 minutes or whatever you want to do is huge.
Yeah,
I mean,
people to see that, people to see that are amazed too. It's like you got a message from your grill. They're just amazed by that.
Oh, and that's exactly it. You know, we were at a contest earlier in the year. It was like in February. It was cold. It was a rib shootout. And me and some of the guys talking, and, you know, and some of the guys knew I had it. And you know, one of the guys was like, you don't have something like that. And so about that time, my phone buzzed, and I said, it's my cooker. I got to take this. And he looks at it, he's like, you got to be kidding me. I said, no. I said, this is how it is. And, you know, and then the other guy's like, well, you know, I said, yeah. I said, who's watching your fire right now? I said, you guys are all over here. And they said, oh, well, you know, we've got a guy over there feeding ours wood. And I said, well, I said, that's all good and dandy. But I said, let me show you the flaw in your process here. And matter of fact, they have a radio show on, too, with Cole Smith. I said, hey, Cole, I said, you want a beer? Yeah, sure. So he comes over, we're standing there talking, and I looked at John. I said, John, I said, you see a flaw here? I said, there's nobody washing your pit now. I said, you don't know what your stuff's doing. I said, this is a human factor. I said, Mr. Guru over here, I said, I don't have to give him anything. I said, all he needs is wood to function. And I said, man, that really sucks. And I said, well, you know, it's one of those deals. But I said, here you go. I said, this is why. He said, well, you know, they're expensive. I said, they are a little expensive going into it. But I said, you know, I said, after you use one for a while, I said, the payoff on that is huge.
Yeah.
Huge. Because there's so much other stuff you can do. And, you know, and that was the main reason I got it when I first started was because, you know, I'd come home and, you know, I'd be cooking for people or trying to do a little catering or something, and you work all day long. You come home at night and try to cook. And, I mean, you're tired.
Right.
And so I thought, you know, it'd be great to have a guru on there, let it run it. And, you know, I was a little skeptical at first. I thought, you know, I'll be kind of surprised. But, you know, I'm getting about a 3 to 4 hour burn now on my homemade cooker with a guru. And, you know, 3-4 hours of sleep at night, is that's huge.
It is.
You know, so, you know, it is. I mean, you know, those things as they come, I mean, it is. It's going to change the market. And I, like I said, I think the payoff is, the payoff's worth it. And, you know, if you're doing a lot of it, you know, and of course, it's the same thing. I mean, the more that technology comes out there and stuff like that, I mean, you know, price is going to drop like everything else. And,
right.
You know, so, well, that'd be good if you start carrying stuff like that. What about, do y'all do anything with, like, grill grates or meat rake or any of them guys yet?
No. I mentioned it when I heard you mention it when you started up your show. I have to look into those. I mean, I haven't even heard of them. That's out in Texas?
Grill grates?
Yeah.
They're actually not in Texas. I'm trying to think of the town Brad's actually out of. They're one of our sponsors, and man, them things. They're out of Georgia, actually.
Okay.
And they are super. I mean, you talk about putting a nice sear on a steak, and I mean evenly cooked. It's a super product. My daughter this year, we had a competition, a state championship competition. They had a kids' queue, and you know, it was more just kind of an open category. I mean, you could cook anything you wanted. They allowed kids, you know, 17, 18 years old, all the way down to, you know, as young as they could, you know, be able to, you know, perform the task. And so, my daughter's like 9 years old, and so she did steaks this year. And you know, out of all those kids, I think she took a second place in steak using grill grates. And I mean, and they were awesome looking. It was some awesome looking ribeyes. And I thought, man. and then like I said, I use it for fajitas. I've done other stuff. A lot of the steak cooks, you know, they have these steak cook-offs and stuff. They use them. Brett Galloway, and matter of fact, Monty Brown, which won the world championship this year in steak cook-offs, they use them, and they believe them. And like I said, I'm right with them. I mean, they're a great product. He has them for all different sizes. He has them set up, you know, you can order them for Weber's or whatever you've got out there. Just a unbelievable product. And you can find him on a, matter of fact, you can just search like on Facebook under Grill Grate, and you'll pull up his stuff. And just excellent group of guys. And and then, you know, like meat rake, I mean, you need to pull pork. He's got a heck of a rake to pull pork with. Another just excellent product. And, you know, I know as time goes, I mean, you know, you guys get more and more of that kind of stuff in. And, you know, it takes a while. It takes a while to get inventory and everything else. There is so many different things out there nowadays. You know,
we get contacted by people all the time. People coming by the mall, try their thoughts. They try this, you know, you want to carry this. And, I kind of always want to try things before I put it up on the shelf. So we've had some pretty interesting stuff come through. And had some good stuff come through, too. Like, wow, hope nobody else finds out about this one. I'm going to try this next competition. But we've had a lot of people, you know, contact us now that we're, you know, since we started, they're, you know, hey, try our sauce, try our, you know, our injection here. And so it's nice, you know, you get to try out some stuff and hopefully stumble across some good stuff every once in a while, and then we get to hopefully try and sell it.
Sure. Well, and that's the deal is, I mean, and there is. I mean, there is. There's lots of stuff out there, and, you know, the market is a lot different than I imagine, you know, it was. Well, I mean, even 2 years ago, I mean,
right,
the different degrees of what was available and stuff. I mean, you know, it is, and, you know, with Butcher and Cosmo, and I said, you know, Big Ron's rubs. I mean, he's got, like I said, he's got some really good beef injection and stuff like that. And he's got lots of other good products, too. You know, and Mike Trump and guys at Oak Ridge, I mean, just, you know, he's just been blowing the doors off with his products. I mean,
I know.
I think he sent us a deal the other day that they had, in less than 3 years, had hit over 1,000 top 10 calls.
Wow.
And I don't know how many grand champions. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, I've had, myself alone, I think this year, I've had 17 or 18 top 10 calls. You know, so, I mean, it is. I mean, and I said, I mean, you know, I'm a, you know, I'm not one of the big teams. I'm not like IAB 30 or, you know, some of them guys out there that, I mean, just are, you know, hardcore, you know. They may be in Georgia 1 week, they may be in California the next. You never know where them guys are going to be.
They're all over.
they are all over. Great cooks. I mean, I've competed against them a few times this year. And a great, great group of guys. But, I mean, dadgum, I mean, they're tough.
Yeah, and they humble us. They come down to Peak Jam every year in the last couple of years. And I'm like, wow. I mean, it's like, they're in the top five. And I think they won it 2 years ago. I'm not sure what this last year. They're up there again this last year, too. Them and Three Eyes is down here a lot. Like Dan and all those guys. They're really good.
I've heard a lot about Three Eyes and, you know, the other one that, you know, I hear a lot about too, and I've never tried their stuff either, is Smoking Guns. You know, hear a lot about their products, and, I've never really tried it. I mean, I kind of got into the Oak Ridge deal because one of the guys I compete with was into Oak Ridge, and, you know, I tasted some of this stuff, and, I mean, it was just, you know, like, wow. And so when the opportunity came along to go into a sponsorship, I was like, you know, I'm here. And, you know, I was really surprised, you know, when, you know, you submitted an application with them. And they're pretty tough on their selection. And I was really shocked when I got the email one day. As a matter of fact, it was like on a Sunday afternoon, I get an email saying, you know, you were, you know, welcome to the team. I'm like, really? Wow. And it's, I mean, he just has a super caliber of teams, and I mean, you know, so it, you know, it is, it's a neat deal. So you're carrying a full lot of his products in.
Yes, you know, one thing I haven't tried is that Santa Maria, I think it's called, that rub. Have you tried that one yet?
Yes, it is great. I've used it on fajitas, on the vegetables and stuff like that. I don't know that I've used it in a true, you know, competition setting as far as in a, you know, on a competition meet. But I've used it in lots of, like, open categories and stuff like that, Cook's Choice and stuff like that. I mean, I've won fajitas this year with it. Several other things. I've put it on steaks. It's a great rub. It'd be a great steak rub, to be honest with you. I put it on vegetables and stuff. See what?
I thought about, like, doing a flank steak with it. That'd be really good. It sounds like, it's what I think it is. But you said you put on fajitas, so I have a pretty good idea what it's going to taste like. So I'm looking forward to trying that one.
Yeah, it's a good rub. And I forget, I ordered it in. I was doing some kind of open category, and it may have been the fajitas when I first brought it in. And, you know, I seasoned everything up and did it. And, you know, we went in that day, and like I said, out of 18 teams or whatever it was, 20 teams, you know, we won the fajita contest, and I was like, wow.
Nice.
Okay. You know, and, you know, it's, you know, what you said earlier, too, it's like phosphates. You know, phosphates play a huge part of things. You know, I use Cosmos phosphates, and makes a huge difference in competition stuff, what you can get away with on that end of it. I mean,
right.
You know,
you got to be careful.
I think
you got to be careful with it, though.
Yes, you do. You know, they'll inject it directly into chicken breast and stuff like that, and I'll be like, wow. You know, I generally mix it into my brines and stuff like that. I just, you know, mix it in with it. you know, and use it that way. And I don't really, I don't know that I've actually directly injected it. Well, I guess so. I guess on pork and brisket, you could say that, but I am mixing it into it. So I guess, you know, I have mixed, you know, directly shot it in, but it's always been in a mixture. I've never shot it full strength in. I'd be afraid to know what it might do to something.
I know.
Because it is.
12 to 16 hours to find out what it's going to taste like. I don't know. I've tried it in pork, the fake. I think it was the Moisture Magic, and I went real, so I'm going to try it again too, but I'll have success with it.
And that's something else. I mean, I do use Cosmo's pork injection this year. I've been using it, and, you know, it's another one of those things that, you know, out there. Yeah, that's why this sweet smoke to you, I'm really interested in trying that.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely, I'm going to get you some of that. You're going to like that. Yeah, we're real happy about that here in Florida. So I imagine once they get that everywhere, it's going to be very successful. Hopefully we're going to take it out to Vegas this year. We're supposed to be going to we got an invitation a week or so ago for the World Food Championship. So
really?
We're going to bring it out there and promote it out there, yeah? So just got to start in and out now. So I think Green Mountain Grills is supposed to have a grill out there for us, and Southern Bread Smokers is supposed to have a grill out there for us. So basically I just got to find my way out there, and I'll probably take my meat with me. I'll ship my meat out there because I don't want to get out there and have to go searching around Vegas looking for meat. So
yeah, that can be if you've been there. I've done that, and you know,
yeah.
I mean, especially if you're looking for a brisket or something, I don't know that I would chance that one. Just what I would
know.
You know.
Yeah, I'm like
stuff like that. You know, I'm so, you know, as far as bucks and stuff like that, not such a big deal. But,
yeah.
You know, brisket, to me, that's, you know, that's a make or break. And,
right.
You know, ribs can be make and break, too, you know, because,
right.
You know, so many of these places that you go to find ribs, I mean, they've already got, you know, they're in the solution. And I know lots of guys that cook with them that's in the solution. And I've always shied away from it. I mean, I like just a good old fresh rib that hadn't had any of that on it because my process and stuff, I'm afraid that, you know, you may get too much salt or something like that in it. But I know other guys that do real well doing it. And I just, you know, it's kind of back to that, you know, that freshness thing to me. I mean, you know, it's been sitting in a solution. How long has it been sitting in a solution froze somewhere, you know, for a year? And, you know, it's finally, you know, come out. You know, I don't know if it's been that long, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, you know, try to find as, you know, fresh as you can get something like that. And, you know, you start going into that level of competition, I mean, you know, World Food Champ or, you know, regional contest, stuff like that, and Sam's Club, you know, it's not the time to be screwing around.
No. We got to have our A game on for that. We better know what we're doing before we get out there.
That's exactly it. I mean, it's like, you know, you know, we drove out to Vegas, and it was about 1,000 miles each way for us.
Wow.
And I have a 15-foot trailer I built. Like I said, I've got a 6-foot, it was essentially a propane tank built about 3 years ago. And so it weighs about 4,000 pounds, my trailer. Needless to say, you know, gas mileage is not the greatest. It's about 11 miles per gallon. You know, you start equating that 3,000-mile round trip. It's like, it ain't pretty. And we towed it out there. We cooked. You know, we had a good time. I said we took a walk to the fourth place. And my brother-in-law had never been to the Hoover Dam or to the Grand Canyon. And so we got done. And we had, you know, by the time, you know how it is. I mean, you know how Troy is. I mean, you know, awards are bang, 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 and we're done. We're out of here. And, you know, so I think we were on that, 13-minute, you know, award run that day. You know, he was just bam, bam, bam. And so, you know, it was 4:30, 5 o'clock when we walked out of there. And we wheeled out and said, well, we had plenty of time. I mean, you're only about 20 miles from the Hoover Dam. And so, you know, of course, you know, he's sitting out there. We left on a Thursday night at 6 o'clock from Amarillo, Texas. Drove out there. I got there at 9:30 Friday morning to get your meat inspected, Mike Lake and them guys. Got our stuff done. You know, we started prepping things. Took a little two-hour nap, you know, sitting there out of breath. And, you know, went to work. And, you know, so we get done with that. And I was like, all right. So we go down, and, I didn't even think about all the Homeland Security stuff that, you know, was going on, it's, you know, someplace like that nowadays. It's pretty amazing, the level of law enforcement that is around there. Well, here I'm pulling this big, black-looking cooker. And I didn't even see the guy. I guess he was trying to flag me over to a different place. I didn't even see him. I was probably about half asleep, to be honest. Anyways, I pulled up there, and he kind of ate my butt out. He's like, well, weren't you paying attention? Well, no, not really, but okay, sorry. And they said, well, you need to go over here now. And I said, yes, sir. So we go over there, and they put us in, you know, they box in with cones and the whole nine yards, get about three or four more security forces over there. And they asked me, so, you know, can we, you know, look in your trailer? I said, sure. You know, so I get out. I said, now just be careful. I said, it's still warm. You know, we've been to a cook-off, and I said, I said, that firebox may be warm. I said, you open it up and do whatever you want to do. So I go through everything, and I'm sitting there, and you know how it is. I mean, from a cook-off, especially, you know, from you're away from home, you don't know people. You always have leftovers.
Yeah.
And so I was sitting there, and I thought, you know, to myself, I thought, you know, heck, I wonder if you got to be interested in having some barbecue. So I said, you know, hey, y'all want some barbecue? Well, now, sir, we don't want to force you into anything. I said, well, you're not forcing me into anything. I said, look. I said, I've got a 1,000-mile drive. I said, we've got hot barbecue sitting in the cooler that's, you know, still warm. And I said, if you'd like it, I said, you're more than welcome to it. Well, yeah. So I fixed him up some brisket, and so I think there was some chicken, pork, whatever, and I gave it to him. And we went on down. They let me in with my pit and everything across the dam and everything. And we drove on down there and did our stuff. Took a few shots, you know, with the cooker in the background of the Hoover Dam, you know, the National Lampoon vacation style, you know, deal here. And we went back up there, and we come back up, and guys stood up and gave us a thumbs up, like, hey, that's pretty good barbecue, guys. I'm like, oh, thanks. Like, you know, so I thought, well, you know, we can add that to the resume. We have fed, you know, federal officers at the Hoover Dam barbecue. I mean, not everybody can say that.
Well, they have to love that.
2,000-mile trip. Do it. So, you know, you guys may want to do it. You got time out there. You get done cooking stuff. You know, take them boys some barbecue. Tell them I sent you out there.
I'll do
it.
That's
our tradition. So,
I'm not bringing it home. I know that.
Yeah.
I try not to ever bring it home.
Well, that was it. I mean, we weren't going to eat it. And, know, and really didn't, you know, really hadn't even thought about it. I mean, we're just standing back there for a minute, and we're talking about that. But, you know, hell, I mean, this would be great for them guys. You know, they like barbecue. I mean, who don't like barbecue? I mean, so I thought, you know, heck, I mean, these guys get, you know, I believe in supporting, you know, our forces and our, you know, our public servants and stuff like that on that end of it. And so I thought, you know, first responders and, you know, that whole end of it. And I thought, you know, that'd be great. You know, it was pretty neat. It was pretty neat. And,
that's great.
So, you know, you never know what you get. You know, that's the thing with this. You know, you get to meet so many different people and so many different things that, you know, if we didn't have this, you know, I know people like me, I mean, I wouldn't do it. I mean, it's kind of like this radio thing. I mean, when Daryl Mass approached me about it, I thought, you know, yeah, great, yeah, you know, I'm into it, you know, and when I kind of come to my senses, I thought, you know, oh, geez, what did I just get myself into? You know, I've been talking for 2 hours on radio, and, you know, so, you know, it's great. I mean, you know, and like I said, get to meet guys like you guys, and you know, you get your stuff out there, too, and like I said, we'll, you know, we'll push all we can, I'll send as many people as we can your way. And, you know, start sending some links and stuff like that out there. I'm sorry it's been kind of a wreck tonight. And, you know, hope you guys come back on, and you're welcome to come on anytime. And, you know, if you guys, you know, any updates or, you know, anything, you know, specials or anything that you guys want to do, you know, send me a shout, and I'll get you on, and we'll promote it. And, you know, that's what, you know, that's what I'm here for, too. I mean, I'm here to, you know, like you talked about, you know, helping your customers, stuff like that, and I'm here to help you guys and you know, do what I can on my part of it. So, you know, so what else, guys? What else is going on? Anything? Anything else you want to tell anybody, or you want to put your information back out there again? We've got about 14 minutes left, so. Y'all still there? Well, I may have lost him. I'm not sure here. I think we're going to have one of them nice, and we're just, things keep falling apart. So, but all that were listening, if you go to Pitmaster Depot and put down in the notes if you place an order tonight, put down the notes half, they're going to give you a discount on the second product. And so I think it'd be a great thing. You guys take advantage of it. They've got lots of stuff out there. And I was actually looking over in the chat room. I brought it up just a little bit ago, and Kent's over there tonight. He's actually listening. So I guess, you know, there's at least one person listening tonight. And it's been kind of a crazy night. We've had a little problem with the board and with cell service and everything else, trying to get everybody up and trying to get home and take care of everything. And really enjoyed having Jay and Zach on tonight from Pitmaster Depot, and hope to get them back on some more. And not sure what happened here.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you are.
Hey.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Just got cut off there.
Yeah. Well, I'm having one of them nuts. It just seems to keep exploding here. I don't know why. You know, I said Chadwick, you know, I don't know if you guys ever listened to Chris Chadwick, but, you know, he's usually the one that has the problems with the boards. Hey, you know, I told her a while back, I said, well, I really don't have any problem with it. Well, I guess I can rephrase that tonight, because I've had it tonight with it, and so. But you know, like I said, you know, Daryl Mass putting this stuff together, and I think you guys were on you're on another talk show earlier this week, wasn't that right?
Lori Freeze. Barn Goddess.
Barn Goddess. There you go. That's what I was trying to think of too. I know she's kind of started the show too. And I noticed you guys were on there. I knew you told me that you were going to be on another show, and I thought, well, huh. And so I seen you guys were on there that night, and that's great. So
yeah, I felt bad. It took me a couple weeks. Yeah, it took me a little while to get up with her. Every week something came up, and I was just so busy for a couple weeks there, I couldn't get through to her. I felt bad, but finally, like after the third time, I finally got a hold of her and was able to do the show. That was nice.
Yeah, I mean, yes, and I really hadn't gotten to listen to her yet, and I need to get on and listen. You know, we've had so many new shows and stuff come on here lately. You know, the network's kind of gotten bigger, and you know, there's, you know, Barbecue Food Frost has a show on, and sometimes now, you know, two shows in one night. And just what you said, I mean, there's only so many nights. I mean, when you work full-time, stuff like that, where you have time to try to go and listen to everything, and then when you're trying to do your own show, you know, it gets crazy. And, I get on Chadwick's show every now and then, and I've been on a few of the other ones, and, I mean, it does. I mean, it can consume you. And, it's tough. I mean, but, you know, like I said, I think that that's what we need out there. And, I mean, you know, be able to help everybody and, you know, and, you know, like you guys there, too. I mean, you know, be able to, you know, to give you a level of advertisement. You know, like I said, you know, tonight may have been kind of a bust on this, but, you know, they'll give you guys some advertising stuff too, to where, you know, it's not something that you, it's costing you anything. And,
right.
Because, you know, you got enough with overhead and everything else going on to, without having to deal with all the advertising and everything else too. I mean, that, you know, it just, it, you know, it gets expensive.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh my goodness, it does. We've been looking at marketing things over here and yeah, it gets outrageous. Over in Tampa, it's crazy. But that, I think that last competition we did last weekend, we won $2,500 in radio advertising on a local radio station here. So we got to figure out what that's going to get us. So that was good. That was a good victory for us. Now we can plug our website and our store. So I'm going to get up with the guy this week and see what all that entails. Probably a couple commercials, but I'll take what I can get. So
sure. Well, I mean, that's it. And, you know, like I said, I'll get y'all to links and stuff, and I'll put some links even on my website. I'll put it on my end of it, too, to where people also go to my website. You know that's one of those funny deals, too. You know, I do pretty much all of my own website work and all of that. And, you know, I've been kind of surprised. You know, I do my own, you know, search engine optimization and all that my own self. Because I can't afford it either. I mean, you know, you get all these SEO guys, stuff like that. I mean, you know, it's ungodly what some of these people want to, you know, put you on Google and stuff like that. You can do it yourself.
Yep.
And, you know, I've been kind of skeptical about it. But, you know, I've had my site up for just a little over a year, and I've had, you know, just for a competition page. I mean, I've had, you know, over 2,500 hits in a year or so. You know, even if you get, you know, half of that, let's say you get 1,200 people that ordered something, you know, heck, that's probably still pretty good, I would think, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know,
I haven't even sat down. I've looked at our website from my cell phone. I haven't even sat down and looked at the computer, looked at it from the computer side of it yet. And we've had it up and going now for weeks now. I haven't even had time to sit down. I was going to do it tonight before the show. And I started bringing up my computer. I couldn't even get my computer to bring it up. So I shut it down and started over again. I still couldn't get it. So I've had my own computer issues over here, too. It's like, finally, I thought I had a chance to sit down and really look at the site and see, you know, see what we really, I know we have, but I just wanted to see it from, other than a cell phone point of view. And it's like, man, I couldn't do it. So I'm going to try it again after the show's over. I'm going to try and bring it up again. That's like, it's pretty sad, but I know everything that we have on it. But I just wanted to see, Zach was the one, he was responsible for, getting the site set up, and he had his friend, you know, built the site for us, and he got us on the Google and got us on the Yellow Pages so we could get, you know, pulled up higher on Google. So
right.
Most of that stuff, I tried doing myself, and I just, I'm a blue-collar man. I'm a truck driver. I couldn't figure it out. Like, it drove me nuts. So I
well,
handed that over to Zach.
Well, I'm a heating and air conditioning guy. I'm a refrigeration guy, so... I mean, I understand, you know, I got into where I had to do a lot of, like, energy management stuff, you know, with, you know, heating and air conditioning and all that anymore. Everybody, you know, it gets back to all this automation stuff. And, you know, that's kind of how I got into this end of it, was that, you know, I was having to set up those kind of things. And you know, people were like, well, you know, can we do this? No. Well, why not? I don't know how, you know. This is how it works. This is what it does. And if you want something else, you know, I don't know what to tell you. You know, to the point that you go back to school and you start taking some classes, like, man, I wish I'd paid a little more attention to this or to that. And, you know, you go there. But, you know, because I never thought about that, you know, that end of it either. I mean, of course, when I was in school, probably like you guys too, I mean, you didn't think about all this stuff that was going to, you know, be doing what you're doing now, you know?
No.
You know, I graduated high school like 1989, and you know, if you told me I was toting, I'd be toting around a laptop. Of course, you know, first thing, there wasn't even such thing as a laptop when I got out of school. And if you told me I was toting around all this stuff and doing all these different things with things, I'd be like, ah, you know, that's kind of this, you know, futuristic stuff. And, you know, here it is. I mean, you know, and in a lot of ways, thank God it is, because, I mean, it's like y'all's business there. I mean, you know, it's a whole other avenue that you can do stuff and get it out there.
right.
You wouldn't have otherwise. So
right, we can do two jobs at once. I can do my regular day job, and during lunch I can sit down and I can see what orders we got or see what's going on out there in the barbecue world. It's nice. I can do basically two things at once now. I can hopefully run two companies at once. So it's pretty neat though. I can imagine living without it now. It's sad.
Oh yeah. I mean, and that's it. I mean, when I do the same thing, I live on a stupid thing. And I mean sometimes, it's overwhelming, but exactly. I don't know what I'd do without it either. I mean, just do so much with this stuff anymore, and it's so helpful. I mean, it's kinda like me, I'm a spreadsheet kind of guy at cook-offs.
Yeah.
Everything I do is on spreadsheets. And the worst thing that I have at some of these cook-offs, and especially in Texas, stuff like that, is turning times can change, depending on the number of teams, stuff like that, their judging times, all that'll change with IBCA or Lone Star. And, I mean, they have to be able to adjust them because, if they get, it's like this year, we're getting, I've probably been to six or seven contests, and there's been 60-plus teams already this year. And so, they've got to be able to adjust things, But it's a nightmare for a guy that runs spreadsheets.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to print my spreadsheets off the night before I'm going to something. And, that's my Bible. And I get there and that gets changed. I'm like trying to rework four pages of spreadsheet going, crap. what do I do now? And so I kind of went to a tablet and use a program called Dropbox. And I store all of my stuff essentially on the cloud now. And I can just pull them up and I can adjust them right there if I need to. And I don't have to print them off anymore. And that was a huge thing for me, And if it wouldn't be for technology, I'd be in a lot of trouble some weekends.
Our spreadsheet for competitions is we got a dry erase board in the trailer. We write everything down we're going to do for that competition. That way we can erase it and make changes to it. And we do a lot of erasing.
Well, absolutely. And that's the deal. I mean, I save those spreadsheets. And then, and that's just exactly what you said. I mean, I'd make notes.
Right.
Under these conditions, this and this and this, that happened. Or, that particular brand of brisket, this was, the results. And you go in there and you start tweaking. And, I can go back and I can look at all the spreadsheets that I've used. I say, okay, well, that didn't work so well. Or that worked. It's kind of like the phosphate thing. I turned a chicken breast. The first time I cooked one, I turned it to mush. It had great moisture. Everything else, flavor was dead on, but when you put it in your mouth, it just got weird. I was like, what the heck was that about? And how I figured out what it was by accident. I went to a competition, and the weather was bad, and we were 2 hours behind of where we were supposed to be, and voila, I get it in there, I'm 2 hours late, and we have a chicken that hits top 10. And the breast is still firm, blah, blah, blah. And so I was like, oh, okay. Good information. So, it is. I mean, that's the other thing about a lot of this, a lot of people understand, there's a lot of science into what we do, or in how I cook. And I think, by talking to you guys, I think it's kind of the same way with you guys. I mean, you're very scientific about it and very in-depth, and, you want to be able to try stuff, but you want to be able to control all your variables, too. And I think that's what it takes. I think that's what it takes to be a successful team. I mean, I think that those days are over that you can just kind of grab your stuff, throw them in a truck, and, go out there and just kind of cook, like you cook in the backyard and, do well.
The competition's been a lot tougher out there.
Yeah.
A lot more people that know how to barbecue now, so if you want to win, you better, hopefully you're writing it down.
you might hit that local contest, something like that, and do okay, but if you start looking at it where, You know, how many contests do you guys do a year?
We're doing about 12. We might try to get hopefully to 15 this year. In September, we're going to find out how many more we're going to do. But if we can get in 12 to 15, we'll be happy. So not in the summer. Summertime is too hot for us. Our air conditioners don't work good enough.
Yeah, I understand that one. It's the same way here. I mean, we don't do a lot in the dead of summer. July,
yeah.
It's usually pretty quiet. That's why, like I said, that one contest I'm looking at, it's up in the mountains. I'm kind of, it'll be in the 40s at night. And I'm thinking, that'd be kind of nice. But, that's it. I mean, you start 12 to 15 contests. Last year I was up to 18 or 19 contests. And it is. I mean, if you want to be consistent in place,
right,
time after time, you better have a good set of notes. You better know what's going on, and start learning that end of it. And I think that's what it takes to be successful. And it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
I mean, just like you guys there. I mean, you guys are going to create a whole other field. I mean, the thing is, you're going to start competing against those guys you're teaching.
Yep, I know. It's scary, but I tell them. I mean, try it. I mean, I want people to come out there and try it. You can see when you're talking to them if they have the bug. You can see it in their eyes when their eyes light up and they see everything you have. You're telling them about it.
Yep.
They're coming
back.
They
come back, and I mean, you enjoy competing against them. I mean, because we all enjoy the competition part of it. I mean, just what you said earlier. I mean, you are so dead on about that. You know, I play football and all that, but I've never been a spectator.
Yeah.
You know, I've never been the one to sit in the stands and watch stuff. I always wanted to participate. Well, you get to your 40s, participating in some of that stuff, it hurts.
Yeah.
So, this was something I loved to cook all my life, and, it was something that, other than, lack of sleep and things like that, physically, I could do it. And so that's where we go.
And the people in the barbecue world, they're great people, too. Everyone, when you meet all the teams and you start hanging out with them at night and stuff, and they're all great people. I mean, and they'll do anything for you, too. I mean, if you're running short on something, you don't have olive oil, I mean, you run the trailer next door, they got team next door, and, they'll give you olive oil or whatever you need, and we help each other out. Because, you want to see your friends win, too. But obviously, you want to win, but it's even better when you see, a good friend of yours get a call on something, and they've been struggling lately. Next thing you know, they're getting a call for something. It's like, you feel good for them, I mean, even though you're competitive, you want the other people win, too.
Well, and I guess that's something else, too. That's something else that you guys have to offer. And, you may have said it earlier. Like I said, we were having phone problems earlier. But, I mean, I guess, even if with your local customers and stuff like that, I guess I could holler at you. And if you're going to be at the contest, with them, you'd bring stuff out there, too. Would you not?
Right. Yep. And we do. And they like it, too. Cause, they don't have to pay shipping, for one. And they know they're going to have it. They know, there's no way. Between Zach and I both, one of us is not going to forget to bring that product. We take a bunch of extra stuff with us anyway. So, we try to take two or three of everything out to every competition. So they know we're going to have whatever they need. And, we've gotten phone calls before on a Tuesday, Wednesday night. I forgot to order my, my butcher's injection. I need it. It must be $120 to the air. So, sure enough, we're going out to the competition, so we take it to them. Saved them.
that's a great thing you guys were able to do, because, not a lot of people would do that, A lot of a lot of people can't do it. I mean, so, that is, you got back to customer service and stuff like that. I mean, that's what it's all about, man. And I think you guys are... right on track on this tonight. So, I think we've used up all of our 2 hours. I think it's recording right now, actually. But I appreciate you guys calling in and bearing with me tonight. And promise we'll do this again. We'll do this again and not have a problem.
I'll get your address on Facebook or something so I can send you out some of the sweet smoke. So,
That'd be great, so man. Well,
I hear. Yeah, you'll like this stuff. We appreciate you having us, man.
Well, like I said, I need to get on there and stuff, too, because, I mean, I started ordering some stuff through you guys. I mean, you guys got me convinced, and, you know, I was using, like, a Barbecue Junction for a long time. Of course, it's changed hands now, and I don't know if they're even still in business or not, or what's going on. I know the man that had it, I guess, got transferred his job or something, and he told me he wasn't going to keep doing it. And so, you know, that was kind of, that was my last place.
it gets expensive doing that. I mean, and there's not much money to be made in it, like you said earlier. I mean, if you can make $1 a bottle, $2 a bottle, you're lucky. I mean,
yeah,
you have to get the wholesalers
exactly
involved. And, yeah, and people understand
and that's
what
you need.
Yeah, we're
you
just happy.
That. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
But it is. I mean, it takes a lot. And I mean, just what you said, I mean, $1 or $2 a bottle is not much. I mean, and,
right,
you know, you can't feed a family off of something like that. I mean,
no.
You've got to be able to sell a lot of product a day. I mean,
yep.
You know, yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, in a roundabout way, I mean, of course, I mean, y'all's cost of living stuff out there is even more than what it is for us out here. But, you know, I'd say you'd have to, you know, sell, you know, 200 bottles or better a day, I mean, to, you know, have a
profit.
I guess even a yeah, I mean, a decent day. And,
right.
You know, so, yeah, I mean, you start thinking about that end of it, and, I mean, it is. I mean, it's mind-staggering how much product you got to move in order to do something like that. And then, you know, like I said, you know, where you guys talked about, you know, being able to do it full-time. I mean, you know, we've all talked about that. I mean, I'd love to do it myself. But,
man, a lot
of stuff would have to happen to do that. And so, but I help y'all I can, and said, well, I'll start putting you guys out here, and I'll start pushing it. And like I said, anything that you guys got that you want to update or you know, any specials or anything like that you want to run, just holler at me, and we'll get them
right
on. Whether you guys can get on that night or whatever, or I can give the you know, let everybody know it, and I'll do it. And
I appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys, and so we'll get off here tonight, and we'll talk again.
All right, thanks, Lance. I really appreciate it. You have a good evening.
You too. Y'all have a good evening.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Good night. All right, everybody. Well, we're gonna call it a night, and thanks for everybody tuning in. Sorry, it was kind of a crazy night, and enjoyed Zach and Jay coming on and Pitmaster Depot. Like I said, they're running a special. You put down the notes half, and they'll give you half off the second product that you buy. And, you know, give them guys a shout. Good guys, and like all the rest of us, they're out there. They're trying to make a living, and you know, they're out there supporting the barbecue community. So give them a shout. I'll have some links and stuff up for them. Or, you know, give me a holler on Facebook or whatever if you can't find them, and we'll get it out there. Well, everybody, have a good night, and we'll talk to you next Sunday night. Matter of fact, next Sunday night we're going to have Pitmaker on. They're going to be on next Sunday, and we'll have a good time. Good night, everyone.